All right, let's do these.
Okay. Do you go first?
No, you go first.
Oh, I go first. Okay. Yes. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be.
Wait, what?
You know what they say, Patrick? When in Rome. It's so convoluted. All right, it's Monday, and thanks, Patrick, for letting me back on the show.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, you went through the ringer. You doing okay?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. So for people who were concerned about me.
There were some people.
And
yeah.
Maybe heard.
I got a postcard.
Some different voices the last couple of weeks.
That's right.
I was busy with dad business, as mm-hmm. we used to call it.
That's right.
Dealing with my daughter's college stuff.
Serious
getting into
stuff.
College.
That's right.
And she has... That mostly worked out right now, so that's good. And I was also, I felt ill for a little while, had a bad cold.
A lot of stress.
So
you know,
that
it's a tough time for all of us.
It was all that. So anyway, but thanks to Nick Scalera for filling
much.
In. I think I still hear him talking.
He may be. If anybody has any questions about Flying Nun, you can call Nick, and I'm sure he will answer them for you. He's a wealth of knowledge. It was amazing.
He'll just talk to you personally
he
about
will.
It, right?
Yeah, he'll come to your place.
Yes.
Yeah, buy him a beer.
That's right.
He's a great man, and I got to tell you, I learned a lot, Jim, and I have a lot of records of Flying Nun and knew it quite a bit, but man, I learned things I didn't know.
I
it was great.
Learned even more than you,
because
I only had a passing...
It was awesome.
You know, understanding of the knowledge of that label, and it was great. It was great. So, all right. So where are we? This is Rockin' the Suburbs. Mm-hmm. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
welcome back, Jim.
Thank you. And this week we are making some calls to some of listeners who mm-hmm. wanted to be on the show and talk about their record store day purchases,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm. Just kind of happened a little bit ago, and it was a successful record store day.
And you went...
I did.
Shopping on record store day, right?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah.
All right, well, so hold on to that.
Okay.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
First, let's introduce our first listener call. We are dialing up here Mike Coley.
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah.
This is Jim. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hear me okay? All right.
Hey, Mike, it's Patrick. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Appreciate being on.
How much did you spend yesterday?
Oh, geez. You really want me to say that in front of my wife?
No. No, you don't have to. Pretend I ask you something else. I know. I wouldn't answer that in front of my wife. So,
Mike, this is your first time on Rockin' the Suburbs, right?
Yeah, it is. You did read one of my tweets one time, but first time on the phone.
All right.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time.
And you are in upstate New York, correct?
Correct.
Whereabouts?
Rome, New York. Just about 45 minutes east of Syracuse, about an hour and a half west of Albany. Kind of right smack dab in the middle of the state.
Yeah, right. And what do you do there? I know you do some work with a music website or something like that?
Yes. That's kind of my side gig.
Yeah.
My main job, I work at City Hall here in Rome in the legal office.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
a legal clerk in the legal office there. And then on the side, I write and I'm the news editor for NewYorkStateMusic.com. It's
wow.
kind of a work website that covers the entirety of New York State. We have about 100 people that are contributing to the site, photographers and writers and whatnot, and so we try to cover as much local New York State music as we possibly can, plus anything that comes through the state.
And that's
anything
really cool.
That has any
wow.
kind of connection.
That could broaden the definition, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's impressive.
And is it an all-volunteer organization like yourself, Mike, like people doing it on the side?
Yeah, primarily. It's a bunch of people with just a big passion for music. A lot of people have writing backgrounds. you know, we have a lot of, like, I don't know if you've heard, you must have heard of the Newhouse School at
sure.
Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have people who are graduates of that program that are associated with our site. So, yeah,
it's impressive.
It's mostly volunteer, but, you know, we're kind of small, we're kind of burgeoning, but we're about 3 years in so far.
That's amazing. Wow, I didn't even know. This is incredible news.
I'm very excited about this.
Has Marv Albert ever contributed?
No, we have not had Marv. We have not had Costas.
They're like the big, that's what I know of Newhouse, like sports journalism, right? It's got a great sports
pretty much,
journalism.
Yeah, a lot of ESPN personalities. Yeah,
very interesting.
I was going to say that Mike here was probably familiar with Diet Sig.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Before they were on our show,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh. From that
oh,
area.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely familiar with those guys.
Yeah, they're from New Paltz.
I think
that's
right.
Pronounce that?
Mm-hmm.
New Paltz, yeah, that's a couple hours south of me. But yeah, they've been up in the area, though, recently.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's great. Okay, well, thanks, Mike. This is going
to
be great.
So, more reading to do. Yeah, another bookmark on my Chrome browser.
So everyone check that out. Yeah. What's the name of the site again?
It's called NewYorkStateMusic.com. The address is NYSMusic.com.
All right, everybody check that out.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's very cool.
Okay. Comes right up on the Google.
All right, now, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about Record Store Day. You did some shopping on Record Store Day. Is this the first time you've done that, or is this a regular thing for you?
No, no.
Okay.
This is an annual thing for me.
Okay. And tell us what you got. What did you pick up?
Typically, you know, I'll print up the list of what the Record Store Day releases are going to be, full well knowing that I'm probably not going to get 99% of what I'm looking for. So I go in with that mindset right away. And most of the time I try to go in and just look for stuff that's not Record Store Day releases, stuff that I've been looking for a while. And I actually scored a copy of The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society on vinyl that I've been looking for years. So that was my big score.
That's beautiful, man.
That's a fantastic
what
record.
What an album. Oh, my gosh. Big Sky.
Yeah, it's my favorite album by them.
And what's your record store, Mike, near you that you generally frequent? Do you have one?
There's three of them, actually.
Oh, okay.
Right in the local area. One's called Music and More. In New Hartford, New York, and the other one is really close by there, called Reimagine Records. And then there's one in downtown Utica called Off Center Records.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three I typically hit. I mean, not just on Record Store Day, but
in general,
every time I mm-hmm. because it's only about a 15-20 minute drive for me.
Right. If nobody's seen Mike for a while, they first call the record stores to make sure he's there, right. And then they find him.
That's right.
Yeah, same thing with me.
I also picked up Elvis Costello Live at the Elma Combo.
Ah, nice.
I have that.
March 6, 1978. Mm-hmm. I've had that on MP3 for ages, and I've never seen it on vinyl until yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
The window cause he couldn't sit still. Juliet was waiting with the safety net. I said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm still Mr. Fight. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. When I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never.
Is that a pretty recent release? Cause I have it on CD from when they did a box set of CD reissues of like the first three albums, and then that was like a extra album. It was the only way you could get that mm-hmm. CD, I think, was in that set at that time.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's a Canadian press of CBS. So yeah, CBS Records Canada.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think the vinyl is pretty recent on that one.
Yeah,
so,
I think
okay.
it must be. Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
But I did pick up a couple of Record Store Day.
Okay.
Exclusives.
Okay. What'd you get?
I got the Girls in the Garage, Volume 3.
I saw that. I didn't get it, but I saw it.
Collection of girl garage groups from the 60s.
Looked tempting.
Yeah. It definitely looked tempting.
Yeah. You said to listen to me. Now
Now what do you call that you do? You talk, but you're a liar. He left me all alone and blue.
Baby, baby,
it breaks my heart to tell you. I'm mad, I think I lost my head. Baby, I've got no choice now. Our past makes all our future dead. Baby, baby,
right on now, The Sounds of Northern Soul.
Oh, cool.
Are the two Record Store Day releases that I actually picked up.
And so when you say Northern Soul, what kind of stuff does that have on there? That's a British Northern Soul, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, that was my initial thought, but there's also Ike and Tina Turner on here. There's Arthur Conley, Betty LaVette, Charlie Hodges, Chuck Jackson. I don't know. Probably most of these bands. The Marvellos, the Marquettes, the Invincibles.
Interesting.
The Olympics.
Now, Patrick, did you get any special releases on
Record Store Day? I did. Yeah, I actually had a good day yesterday. I was very interested in the two Grateful Dead related releases that were out. So there was a Fillmore West show from 1969 that came out in a box set, four records and seven sides of music, and the eighth side is etched in a very cool Grateful Dead kind of style. And then they also reissued the Dylan and the Dead 1987 tour on tie-dye vinyl. And I wanted to get that because I have a close friend who's really interested in collecting the Dead. But also, I was at the 87 tour. I saw that at RFK Stadium, so I remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I want to see how much they had to clean it up. Because apparently it was out at one point, but I don't remember the tour being especially great. So I got those two. I don't know if you're familiar with the band The Wipers.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort of Seattle, little late 80s, early 80s.
Song called Romeo or something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of their hits. Greg Sage. So it was early 80s kind of stuff, you know, way pre-grunge explosion. And they were kind of concurrent with some of the SST bands, but kind of like, you know, the Sonics, kind of out there in their own world. But there was a legendary live show from 83 that had been bootlegged widely, and this was the first time on vinyl, so I really wanted to get that.
A ghost story about this friend of mine walks the streets of Portland and he has no one in store for him, so we call him Romeo.
The thing I really wanted the most that I was able to get was first time on vinyl issue, maybe first time anywhere, of The Residents. So, you know, The Residents' origin story. Did you hear about this? Mike was basically, they sent a tape in like 1971 or something to Warner Brothers, unlabeled. There was no band name on it. They just sent this one long Music Concrete suite, and Warner Brothers, of course, sent it directly back to them. But just addressed to Residents of the address, because there was just a return address, no name or anything.
Oh.
And so it went back to Residents, and that's where they got the name of the band.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so this tape's, you know, apparently never really officially been out. It's been kind of bootlegged here and there. But so this is on vinyl, And it's entitled the W with a bunch of asterisks, the B asterisk. So they didn't actually use the name Warner Brothers, but it's all right there.
Oh, got
so
it.
I'm really looking forward to digging into that a little more. Those have been remastered.
All right.
Yeah. But, Jim, that's not all I got.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. He's walking now. He's leaving the table. He's coming back. Yep. Here we go.
I got a little something for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I know you might have a special day around this time of the year that yourself. And I know you collect 7 inches. So this is our old friends, Buffalo Tom. We've talked about them. And it's two covers. The first one is The Only Living Boy in New York. And the other one is The Seeker by The Who. So, and this is an exclusive Record Store Day release.
Is it?
And it's also on School Kids Records, right? And we know a little bit about that. And take the record out. And you know what the best part is? When you actually open it up, get inside, it's the big hole.
Yes. So this can go in the jukebox.
There it is. That's a little something for you.
Wow. Thank you. It will go in the jukebox. In fact, I have such a backlog of cool 45s now that haven't gotten in yet, and I'm going to do a complete overhaul.
You got to get a rotation going.
Yeah.
You might need a jukebox intern.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I think, that's a little Record Store Day souvenir for you.
Jukebox intern. All right. Okay. So let's get back to Mike here on the phone. So Mike, you mentioned that you go to Record Store Day every year and you've been doing that for a while. What do you think of it as an event?
I love the idea of it. It just brings me back. I mean, I'm in my 40s now. And back when I was in high school, going to the record store, it was like the old general store, you know, where people would just hang out. People you knew, people you didn't know, just hanging out, talking music. And that's the vibe that I get from Record Store Day when I go every year. Because, you know, typical day of the week when you go down to the record store now, there may or may not be anybody in there besides the person who owns the store. And, you know, you'll have a conversation with them, but it doesn't have that vibe, you know, community vibe of
there was a lot
people
of,
just talking about music.
There was a lot of that going on yesterday. It was really cool. And I don't know if you noticed this, Mike. I noticed a lot of people going for the Bowie stuff that came out. There was two Bowie things, I think, and those were really being snapped up like left and right. The people,
those were gone quickly.
Yeah, the people that I saw like rushing in at the beginning were going for those right away.
Makes sense.
There was a lot of talk about those and how quickly they went yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's a cool event. I mean, it definitely I think helps once a year sort of build some excitement and enthusiasm about records and record stores.
Yeah.
I will say, and it seems like lately there's been a bit of a backlash against it from people who are saying it's gotten maybe too crazy with the special releases and the people are just flipping stuff online and all of that.
A lot of speculators and things. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it does, you know, it not only, I think, gives record consumers a cool chance to kind of get together and hang out, but it also gives bands sometimes, you know, the chance to put out something different and unique.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what the Flaming Lips did. I'm sure we'll hear about it later in the week, but they did something. Yeah,
they did something crazy.
Yeah, they always do.
I like to always think that every day is Record Store Day, right?
Pretty much is.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, Mike, for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
How often would you suggest people listen to Rock in the Suburbs?
Every day.
Very good, because every day is Rock in the Suburbs.
Yes,
day.
It is. Now, that's true.
And you can find the show on all the big podcasting platforms, including the Apple Podcasts and all that. And you can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com.
Yes,
tell us if you got any cool records lately. You can call our Suburban Party line and leave a message about cool records you bought, 612-440-1984. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @SuburbsPod. And visit our website, suburbspod.com. It does not have 100 contributors.
No, nowhere near that. Nobody that went to Syracuse.
We once tried to have about half a dozen contributors, yeah. and that lasted for about a month.
Yeah.
And they kind of petered out.
That's right. Definitely so, an editorial intern, too.
Congratulations to you, Mike, for pulling off what you guys are
Absolutely.
Doing.
That's, especially on the side.
Thanks.
That's an amazing
Appreciate
thing.
Appreciate the plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check out Mike's website. Mm-hmm. Learn all about music in New York State. Cool stuff going on there.
Yeah, I was checking it out. There's a lot of news and cool reviews as well.
All right. And what else we got? Anything else? So we're going to talk all this week with other listeners about Record Store Day.
It's going to be fun. We got some old and new friends coming up, so that's going to be cool.
Should we play out with some Kinks?
Mike, absolutely.
Mike, would you like to make a pick?
How about Picture Book, the one people recognize from that album?
Love it.
Great song. Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Fox.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Picture yourself when you're getting on. Sat by the fireside, pondering on. Picture book, pictures of your mama, taken by your papa.
Listening every day.